On a cold, dreary October day, a crowd of 600 people gather in the little town of Webster Springs. 20 cooks and 20 burgoos.
This is the greatest stew on earth today.
One of the local volunteers, Kevin Legg, is about to announce the greatest stew on earth.
There's a fine stew here today.
Helping judge the best of these burgoos is Tim Urbanek, chef and owner of Cafe Cimino.
You gotta love burgoo. I really did like the rattlesnake and the snapper turtle. I think it's really underused ingredients in so much of our cooking, but it's such a heritage food. The couple of people that did that here really did a fabulous job on it. I always loved wild game. There was a lot of bear here, elk, of course, venison. You know, that's pretty much a staple in these hills. For the most part, it's a pretty hard thing to judge.
The crowd gets to choose a people's choice burgoo, too. Like Chef Urbanek, Shane Grove says he likes the one with rattlesnake.
I like the rattlesnake one. That was unique. Although I didn't know which meat was rattlesnake. But it was good. Very strong. I think it had bear in it as well with rattlesnake. Maybe a rabbit in there. That was my favorite so far.
Angie Cowger and Alyssa Clayton are about to vote for their favorites, too.
I like the spicier one, but I like the tomato-y spice like taste.
It was a variance of spices. It was like the
one tasted like kind of like skyline chili. Like it had like nutmeg and some cinnamon and some different spices that you wouldn't expect to find in a stew, so.
And then there was one that had, like, enchilada seasoning.
Yep.
And it was really good. I liked it. Mine had, it was just, like, very, very meaty. It was very meaty. And she said, I think it had caribou in it and elk or something. It was really good, though.
I head over to talk with Johnny McCourt about his burgoo, which has a lot of people talking.
It's just a basic turtle stew. You know, some vegetables. We got some squirrel meat in there and some wild turkey breast.
Snapping turtle, right?
Snapping turtle, yes. Snapping turtle. We didn't follow a recipe to make it. This is the first time we've ever did it. It probably cooked all together about 7 hours. It takes a long time to cook the turtle tender. We cook it till it's falling off the bone, then take it off there and kind of shred it.
Johnny McCourt and his cousin don't win the burgoo cook-off this year. But they say they'll try again next year, and they're sticking with local wild game ingredients. And that approach to cooking burgoo is authentic, and there's something to admire about that. But making a burgoo that makes people return for seconds, that is an art. Each cook is competing against 19 other people, and getting it right can take days of work. It can also take years to master the art of the perfect burgoo, says Carolyn Blakemore of Fairmont. She's been competing at this festival for years, and many people here call her Mrs. Burgoo.
Every time you make it, it's a little different. Now, I like mine thick, and I have three different meats. I have beef and veal and pork and with spicy seasonings, and I call it Southwest Burgoo from West Virginia.
Do you have any secrets?
I just make it to my taste and hope that the judges enjoy it. And I like to do cooking and baking contests. I travel when I can and enter different contests, and sometimes I win.
88-year-old Carolyn has been teaching her granddaughter, Gabrielle Anderson, to carry on the tradition. Gabrielle is competing in this year's Burgoo Cook-Off. They travel together to cooking competitions throughout West Virginia.
I think one of the best part about, you know, the Webster Springs competition is the fact that it really draws everybody from not only the state, but the surrounding states, PA, Kentucky, Ohio. The last 3 years, I've known pie bakers that have come from PA and Ohio just for the actual apple pie part of the competition.
20 apple pies. The steam is rolling off them in the chilly air. Carolyn Blakemore's pie has these little yellow caramelized flecks of local golden delicious apples from Marion County sprinkled on top of her pie. It's a beautiful sight.
My name is Betsy Morris, and I'm a judge today for the pie contest. And these are all apple pies, and they have to be made from scratch crust. And the apples have to be fresh. They can be frozen, but they have to be not a canned, not a store-bought. And so they're very good. They're scrumptious, and the ones that are warm, oh, my, on this cold day, they taste wonderful. People brought them just fresh out of the oven. They are delicious. I just need ice cream.
So your job is to taste 20 different apple pies, basically?
Basically, that's what I get to do today. How wonderful for me. And one of these has Coca-Cola in it. I've never tasted that before, but it's very good. Two has Parmesan cheese in the crust, and I had never eaten that before.
Once judged, the pies are all auctioned off to raise money for the town of Webster Springs, which organizes this event.
Stew number two was Carolyn Breckmore from Fairmont.
By mid-afternoon, Carolyn, a.k.a. Mrs. Burgoo, ends up winning third prize for her Burgoo, and third prize as well for her apple pie. The Burgoo grand prize this year goes to Tammy Moffat, who had a friend bring her back elk and buffalo from a hunting trip out west. Reporting from Webster Springs, the Burgoo capital of West Virginia, I'm Roxy Todd.